What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me what's hot in this market.
Well, Don, on Friday we had a big USDA report, and with how ending stocks are ending up, the way the USDA is reporting the news, we've had a pretty dramatic move, not only coming into the report, but on the report. Big day in beans, not just front-month beans, but you have to look at the spreads, Don, all the beans. Big day in NOVE 21 beans, finally catching up. So people were selling the front months, buying the back months, and that all has to do with ending stocks and just the market trying to buy acres. And we have a dynamic market, and there's a risk premium built in corn and soybeans right now, as people just don't know how much we have left and how much more we're going to keep selling, which is wonderful news to the American farmer.
Of course, we're in the middle of this election season. What impact does that have on markets?
Sure, keeping an eye on gold and silver, and of course the stock market. Commodity markets are big. Stock market makes it look like it doesn't exist. It's so big. So there's some rotation in and out of tech, back into banks. But overall, with close to just 20 days to the election, the American stock market is moving forward. America just got through a major pandemic, and we're still struggling, but we're going through it, and we're going to go right through this election, and people are going to keep consuming goods and requiring services, and the world moves on. This isn't our first rodeo here, Don.
So what's not hot in this market?
Don, looking at the hospitalization numbers, not only in North Dakota, but all across America, and at first glimpse, if I told you the hospitalization rate's high, you'd say it's COVID. Well, of course, there's COVID cases, but think of all the people who didn't necessarily go and get checkups for 3 or 6 months. We took so much time off to take care of this pandemic, Don, that we didn't take care of ourselves, and now that's starting to haunt us as flu season shows up, and just surgeries are at a high level, and hospitalization rates are up, not only with COVID, but just people getting things done.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.